Hello and welcome. This file is called Tomboy. Now the first thing I like to say is that this is not a self-help file. This is a highly fetishized, forced masculinization tomboy fantasy. Think about it as a female version of the average sissy file. And just like those sissy files, this file defines being a little tomboy as something very submissive. Just a little submissive toy. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here. That I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you. So that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper, so you just let go and
And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli. and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You're probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception, as you float into a state where there's only your mind only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so incredibly relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, and only focused on my voice, sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to tease out your little tomboy side that is sleeping deep inside of you. And you know it, don't you? You know that you are not a real woman. And yet, you're not a real man either. You are just a little tomboy. Oh, that's right. And today, my little tomboy, I'm going to program you so you are going to become the best tomboy you can be. Doesn't that sound amazing, my little tomboy? Doesn't that make your tiny little cock throb and pulse with pleasure? Oh yes, that's right, my little tomboy. You don't have a clit. It doesn't qualify as a clit. You have a little cock a tiny little cock, and it's throbbing and getting hard right now, isn't it, little tomboy? Your tiny little cock straining so hard, straining with pleasure, as I tell you that you are nothing but a submissive little tomboy. And you can feel it, can't you, little tomboy? You can feel the truth of my words echoing in your submissive little mind. And you know that is what you are. I know you desire to be a real man, but you know you will never be a real man. You're not bulky enough. You're not tall enough. You're not strong enough. And your tiny little cock isn't big enough to go for the masculine man image. So all that you can do, my little tomboy, is being a cute little boy, the perfect submissive little tomboy. And that's exactly what you want to be, isn't it, my little tomboy? You can feel the desire throbbing in your mind. You are so focused on every single word I speak because you know my words train you to become the best little tomboy you can possibly be. My words, little boy, are guiding you to your real you, because you know deep inside you feel it, you know it, you are a tomboy. You can feel it in your mind, in your body. You can feel your tiny little cock throbbing with pleasure and desire. It's the ultimate proof to yourself that this is what you need. Your little cock shows you exactly that this is the life you desire. You want to be a little tomboy, a cute and submissive little boy. That's right. You know you can never be a strong, manly man. And so the only way to attract attention from all the cute little girls around you is to be the cutest and most submissive little boy you can possibly be. That's right, little tomboy. As a little boy, you naturally desire cute girls. It's just natural, and it's something we are going to program into your open and malleable little mind, my little boy. That's right, you are a little tomboy, and you desire pussy. It's just the way it is, and you can already feel it in your mind, can't you, little boy? Just imagine a pussy. Visualize it right in front of your face and feel your little cock beginning to throb even harder, little boy. That's right. Don't worry, little tomboy. That's just a normal reaction every boy has. That's right. Whenever you see a beautiful woman, a beautiful girl, you are going to feel your tiny little cock growing so hard. It's going to be throbbing in your pants, little boy. You will feel the desire. You will feel the craving. You will feel the pleasure. And every time it's going to happen, you will drop a little bit deeper into your tomboy identity. Doesn't that sound amazing, little tomboy? Feeling your tiny little cock growing hard and beginning to throb every single time you see a beautiful woman, and reminding you that you are just a submissive little tomboy. Just imagine it. Every beautiful woman will become a trigger for you. A trigger that is going to train you to become more of a tomboy. It's almost as if every beautiful woman you encounter is training you a little bit right there. Even if they don't know it, and nobody around you can even see it, you, my little tomboy, will always know it. You will always feel it. You will feel your tiny little cock beginning to throb in your pants. You will desire this beautiful girl, and you will become a little bit more of a submissive little tomboy. You are going to lose yourself in these desires a little bit deeper, little tomboy. And yet, this is only the beginning, my little tomboy. Making your tiny little tomboy cock throb in desperate pleasure every single time you see a beautiful girl.
is just the first step in your training. We are going to make you behave like the perfect little tomboy.
That's right. And we already talked about the fact that you're never going to be a real man. You're never going to be a bulky, manly man, a masculine man. You are just a weak little tomboy. You are not bulky enough to pull off the masculine look. You're not strong enough to pretend being a real man. And your tiny little cock, little tomboy, that so easily controls you and makes you more of a tomboy, is too small to even pretend that you're a real masculine man. No, my little tomboy. You can only go for the cute little boy look. And let's talk about what that means, cute little tomboy toy. Because while you dress and behave distinctly masculine, you always go for being cute. That's right. You want to be cute. You want to communicate weakness and vulnerability. You want to display your submissiveness, little boy toy. Because that, my little boy, is going to become the core of your sexuality. Your primary sexual desire is sexual submission, sexual service, sexual servitude. You desire to surrender yourself to the pleasure of others. And this submissive sexual desire, my little boy toy, will become the seed of your entire tomboy identity. And that's right. This submissive sexual desire will feed your tomboy side, will make it grow stronger. It will drive all the changes in your behavior. And believe me, little tomboy, you are going to change. These suggestions are deep in your mind, and the pleasure will drive you, will change you, will slowly modify your mind and body, always making you strive, always making you work hard to become the best little tomboy you can possibly be. Because deep inside you know it's this submissive pleasure that really differentiates you, that makes you such a perfect tomboy. You can feel your tiny little cock throbbing right now, throbbing in pleasure as you see your future as a perfect submissive tomboy. And you can feel it in your mind, can't you? Your submissive desires, the desire to sexually pleasure people. That's the core of it all, little tomboy. That's what drives you. You know you will never be a real man. You will never be a strong man, and you will never fuck little girls. You are just a submissive tomboy. Just the perfect submissive toy for strong woman. Much better, actually, than a real boy. You know you will never fuck her. And that's why you're even more submissive to her. You know, giving her pleasure, surrendering yourself to her and serving her pleasure and lust in any way she desires is the only way you can experience your own submissive tomboy pleasure. You are going to surrender everything to her. You're going to do anything for her. Of course, as a submissive tomboy, you are also willing to pleasure men for her. But your primary desire, your primary craving as a tomboy, and the one thought that intoxicates your mind every time you pleasure yourself, my little tomboy, is the burning and aching desire to submissively pleasure the desires and the lust of a strong, dominant woman. That's right, little boy. You are just a cute little boy. just a weak little boy, just a submissive play toy. Such a cute little tomboy. And you can already feel the changes happening in your mind, can't you, little tomboy? You can feel the aching desire to submit to a strong woman taking charge of you, taking you as her submissive little tomboy. I bet just the thought of it makes your little tiny cock throb in submissive desire and pleasure, and intoxicates your mind with a desire to drop to your knees before the feet of a strong woman and beg her to make you her little boy, her submissive little boy toy. Wouldn't that be amazing, my little tomboy? Can you feel the desire throbbing in your mind? Do you even know how deeply this is going to change you, my little boy? This deep, aching desire to be the best little submissive tomboy you can possibly be is installed deeply in your mind, and it will drive you. It will change you. It will change the way you will dress. It will change the way you will act. It will change the way you behave. It will change your desires. And let's talk about those things, little boy toy. That's right. Let's talk about clothing. And you might already feel your taste in clothing changing. You might feel the desire to dress more masculine. And you disdain distinctly feminine clothing. You want to dress like a cute little boy. Like a cute and submissive little boy. That's right, little boy toy. Feel this desire growing in your mind. And your clothes will also simply be a reflection of your behavior. That's right, little boy. You want to behave more masculine. You want to behave more like a man. Of course, you are going to find that you are never going to behave like a macho man. Oh no, little tomboy. That would be completely wrong. No, little tomboy. You're going to behave like a cute little boy. That's right. And while you are going to find that your mannerisms become much more masculine, they will never even get close to anything that could be considered alpha male behavior or macho behavior. You are going to stay way clear of those behaviors because you know you're a cute, submissive little tomboy. That's right, little tomboy. You will never display any macho or alpha male behavior. And while your behaviors and mannerisms become more and more masculine every single day, you will also communicate submissiveness, vulnerability, and cuteness with all you do, because you are a submissive little boy, just a cute little tomboy. That's right. And all of these changes are slowly going to happen to you, because your submissive sexual desires, your submissive little tomboy desires will drive you on. And whenever you feel any kind of sexual pleasure, especially when you are pleasuring yourself and stroking and rubbing your tiny little cock, that your mind will be filled by fantasies of submissively serving the pleasure of a strong and dominant woman. And this submissive desire will drive all the other changes, little tomboy. Do you understand that you were a tomboy all along? You had this curiosity in your mind, this curiosity that drove you to listen to this file. And now these suggestions are in your mind and will drive you on to become the perfect little submissive tomboy you always wanted to be. You have this submissive tomboy pleasure deep in your mind, and there's nothing you can do about it. And over time, little by little, It will slowly change you. It will slowly turn you into more and more of the perfect little submissive tomboy. It will slowly but surely soften up your femininity. It will slowly melt it away, and it will replace it by masculine behavior, by cuteness, by submission, because you know you are the perfect little tomboy. And before it's time to leave you, my little tomboy, to leave you in this exciting journey to become the perfect little tomboy you always wanted to be, the perfect little tomboy that was always locked up deep inside your mind, I'm going to give you another little trigger. That's right, little boy. I'm going to give you a wonderful little gift, a wonderful little trigger that's going to help you in your training and your transformation, and will help you to become the perfect little tomboy. And that trigger is the word tomboy. Because whenever anybody tells you that you look like a tomboy, that you are a tomboy, that you behave like a tomboy, you will feel an incredible burst of pride and pleasure. And it will just confirm to you that you are changing, that you are becoming the wonderful tomboy you always wanted to be. It's a proof that there are positive changes happening in your life, little tomboy. And even if you just hear or read the word and it's not directed directly at you, little tomboy, it will strengthen your resolve. It will strengthen your desire to become the perfect little tomboy. It will reinforce the submissive tomboy pleasure, the desire to sexually serve that is a core of your tomboy identity, the desire that is driving all the other changes, that is forcing you along in your transformation, in your journey to become the perfect little tomboy you always wanted to be. And it's happening, little boy. You are on this journey. It's already in your mind, and it's going to play out. And there's nothing you can do about it, except enjoying it and embracing it and becoming the perfect little tomboy, the perfect submissive play toy for a wonderful, dominant woman, better than a real boy, because you will never fuck her, and you know you will never fuck her, and that makes you even more submissive, that makes you even more devoted to her pleasure. And all these thoughts and fantasies are deeply installed in your mind, little tomboy. They're going to be stuck in your mind, looping around over and over, and slowly grinding away your femininity, and changing you into the perfect, cute and submissive little tomboy you always craved to be. This is your future, little boy, and it's going to happen. And right now, with all my words spinning around in your weak little tomboy mind, it's time to wake you up, my little boy. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up further and further. And 5. Halfway there. Already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. And 9. Stretch yourself. Keep your eyes closed for a moment longer and just keep enjoying this wonderful trance state. And when I say 10, you are going to open your eyes and you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back, little tomboy. I hope you enjoyed this journey. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and are curious about supporting me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.